Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful tradition which has been narrated from the first Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, regarding self-scrutiny. In Arabic, we call this muraqibatun nafs, to scrutinize oneself, to take it into account. This is one of those very good habits that every person should do. This is something that, everybody does, right? People evaluate themselves, assess themselves. But usually we don't think about this as something necessary in matters of religion. We do it in our schoolwork. You know, we do it in our business, in our jobs. We rarely ever, use this very good trait. It's far as religion and spirituality is concerned. Whereas this is something very important in religion. If we want to progress in religion and come out of this world, enter the hereafter with felicity, spiritual felicity, it's necessary for us to use this and to take this habit and adopt it in ourselves. In this tradition, the Imam says, the rational man must calculate his soul's misdeeds against religion, meaning he should weigh them against the edicts and the rules of religion and see, if he has done something against religion. He should calculate his soul's misdeeds against religion, and then reason, ethical virtues, and good moral conduct. Of course, here in this tradition, the Imam, he separates religion from reason, ethical virtues, and good moral conduct. Whereas, this is a case where all of these things are in some way a part of our religion. You know, reason, we consider it as the inner hujjat, the hujjat or the proof that God has placed within us. It's a part of religion. So here, when the Imam is speaking about religion as opposed to reason, he's speaking about religion, the manifest religion, the actual religion which has been revealed in the form of edicts and rules and these kind of things in the Quran and the Hadith. In continuation, the Imam says he must gather this information within himself, or write it down in a book and work at eradicating them. This is very interesting. Meaning, conduct this self-scrutiny and self-examination assessment and remember it and then think about it and act upon it. Or if he can't remember it and keep it in his mind, he should even write it down. This is something very beautiful that the Imam was so... This is such an important trait that the Imam says that if he can't remember all of this assessment, he should write it down, and then he should work at eradicating those faults and those mistakes from himself. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at self-scrutiny and its importance in Islam from the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am yearning for you.
This humble servant will be diverted from you no more. No more.